Lattes and Lingerie podcast. My name is Ella Pearson. I am the host of this virtual sleepover that we have every week on Mondays. And today we are talking about retrogrades because we are actually retrograde free for the next 2 weeks. So not very long. You'll have another period of retrograde freeness or forward motion in a couple of months. So we're going to go over all those dates so that way you know exactly what you should be doing when all the planets go retrograde, as will happen this year, like every year pretty much. And so we're going to talk about what there is for you to do and what you should avoid doing and how you can get the most out of each retrograde planet phase. For each planet, except for Chiron, we did not talk about Chiron in this podcast, just so you are aware. But for each other planet, I did include 5 things that you can do during the retrograde to really get the most of each planet's retrograde, which is 40 items that you can put on your to-do list for this year to really make sure that you get the best out of all the planets' energies. But before we move into that today, a couple housekeeping things. First, this episode, like every episode, is brought to you by my boudoir photography company, Cherry Tree Boudoir. It's totally badass. And if you're looking for somebody to take super empowering, amazing photos of you, you should totally consider me. So if you go to cherrytreeboudoir.com, that's B-O-U-D-O-I-R, you can see exactly what I do and why, as well as see examples of my work and get all kinds of help as far as picking a location, picking a wardrobe, picking hair and makeup, learning about how you're the boss, and so much more. So if you want to get more information about that, just go to cherrytreeboudoir.com/expose and download the expose with your email. So everybody who downloads the expose between now and January 31st will be given a $200 print credit from me, which works kind of like a gift card, and can be used anytime in 2021. One other housekeeping thing, if you do want to have Valentine's Day delivery, everything needs to be taken and purchased, meaning paid for, by January 31st. Those who do decide to have Valentine's Day delivery in 2021 will also receive a framed 8x10 from me as a gift with purchase. And if you're not sure if boudoir photography is for you, you should totally check out episode 3, which I'll link in the show notes as well as the description box, and you can find out for sure. So let's get on to today's topic, retrograde planets. We're retrograde free right now. It's just time for forward motion. First, let's talk about what retrograde means. Retrograde is actually a visual phenomenon, not a physical phenomenon. And so that means that from our perspective here on Earth, it looks like the planets are moving backwards in their path around the sun. Basically, it's like when you are on the interstate and you look at somebody else's tires and it looks like they're spinning backwards, even though it's obvious that they're going forward. The same thing happens with planets because some planets move faster or slower, and because of the speed that the Earth moves, those planets look like they're actually going backward in their path. So for planets like Mercury, this happens all the time because Mercury is right next to the Sun and it can only ever be one sign ahead or behind the Sun. When Mercury gets too far ahead in its trip around the zodiac, it has to retrograde back because it's not possible for it to be more than that away from the Sun. There's another phenomenon that sometimes gets forgotten about and sometimes we celebrate too early is the shadow period. Now, the shadow period is not the same as retrograde. It's just the slowing down period or the building up period before and after a retrograde. So before a planet goes retrograde, it slows down in its path around the zodiac. And when astrologers talk about the shadow period, what they're actually talking about, when a planet enters into the range of degrees that it will spend going forward and backward in. And so if Mercury is going to go retrograde at 20 degrees of a sign and then go back to 10 degrees, then any time that it spends between 10 and 20 is considered the shadow period. And the same thing happens at the end. If you're watching the YouTube video, I'll insert a picture that kind of describes what I'm talking about. Now, retrograde doesn't always mean the opposite. Retrograde is also not bad. Just because things are slower or more difficult doesn't mean that they're bad. As humans, we kind of get into this instantaneous gratification oriented state of mind, and that can be difficult when planets like Mars or Jupiter go retrograde. And it's obviously irritating when things are misconstrued in conversations or your vehicle breaks down, but that doesn't mean it's bad. Money is just a tool, and if your car breaks down, you might have to spend some of it, but you'll get more in the future.
And this comes from someone who has had a pretty difficult time with her vehicle in the last 3 years.
If you aren't sure what direction you're supposed to be going or what you're supposed to be focusing on, now is not really the time to journal it out. And it's definitely not time to slack off. So just pick a direction for something that feels really solid in your life, whether that's a particular relationship or a part of your career or your school curriculum or a fitness routines or social networking activities that you're taking part in, or maybe your spiritual path, and just run with that. If you've been looking for a sign to launch something, now is the time. Especially if you can get set up and ready by March 13th to April 28th, that is the time. There will be plenty of time in the second half of 2021 for you to really get clear about where you're trying to go if you don't know, especially if there's certain areas of your life that you're feeling more confident than others. But now is really not that time. You'll have plenty of time later to figure out what the fuck you're doing with your life, but now is the time for action. So I have a list of the times that everything is going to be forward motion, and I'll put them on the screen as well as in the description below so that you can easily reference it. But the time that we're going to be retrograde free in 2021 is January 15 to January 31st and February 21st to April 28th. Part of that is going to be inside of a Mercury shadow. So if you want to be free of all retrograde feelings, then really take a look between March 13 and April 28th. I also want to be honest and say that this does not really take into account shadow periods from the outer planets, because when you start taking into account shadow periods, it gets really dicey because some of these planets spend 6 months in retrograde motion, and that doesn't really help to take a look at the shadow period because it's kind of like all the time for them. And so it's still valuable, but you'll also see that the outer planet retrogrades really are good for self-work and journaling almost. It's almost like just good time to journal prompt, to take a look at these types of journal prompts, which I will of course give you, but it's not as much about specific things or tasks that you shouldn't do or should do. It's more about questions to ask yourself. So we'll talk more about that as we get further out into the outer planets. But first, let's talk about Mercury retrograde, which I know everybody's heard of Mercury retrograde. Even people who have no idea what astrology is all about have heard of Mercury retrograde. The Mercury retrograde periods for 2021 are all in air signs, which is really interesting because Jupiter and Saturn are spending their time in Aquarius, which is an air sign as well. A lot of air energy this year. So the Mercury retrograde dates this year are January 31st to February 21st, and the shadow period is inclusive of January 16 to March 13th, May 30th to June 23rd, and the shadow period that includes that is May 15th to July 7th, and then September 27 to October 19, which the shadow period is September 7 to November 3. So you can see that's a lot of time for things to be misconstrued and problems go wrong with your car. So let's talk about what you should do during a Mercury retrograde. And there are a bazillion videos on this. So if you want more information, we did enter the Mercury shadow very recently, then you can have an endless marathon of those. But we'll talk about them here too, because we're going to talk about all the planets, except for Chiron. Just put that out there. We didn't talk about Chiron in this video. The first thing that you should do during a Mercury retrograde is create a trigger list, and I will link down below a place where you can get your own trigger list, but you can also just Google it and click on images and you'll find mind maps, essentially, of items that could be on your trigger list. So these are just items that you can use to brain dump. So items that could go on your trigger list are projects started but not completed, projects that need to be started, commitments and promises to others like your boss, your partner, colleagues, subordinates that you have, other people in any organization that you're part of, outside people such as customers or other organizations you're not usually part of, other professionals that you know, real estate agents or car salesmen or insurance agents or whatever. But then it's also things like communications that you need to make. What birthdays are coming up? Do you have thank you notes that you should have sent a while ago? What other events are coming up? Do you have weddings that are coming up this year? Do you have, when is your car tabs due? Are there repairs that need to be made for your house or your car? Does your dog need to go to the vet? What is it that needs to be done? So take a look at that list below. It will seriously cover every part of your life that you could possibly think of, and you'll be set to kind of work off these things. Another thing that you can do during Mercury retrograde that is safe and useful is to work on listening to your intuition. Your logical mind is a little bit scrambled during Mercury retrograde, but that just makes it easier for your intuition to come through. This is a great time for divination, like tarot cards or runes or, I don't know, pendulum, answering questions with pendulums, etc. This is also a really great time to try to communicate with loved ones who have passed. However you do that, I do it in my dreams a lot, but if you have any other way that you like to do it, maybe automatic writing or just meditation with that person in mind, now's a really good time. Another really great thing to do is brainstorming. Now, be careful with whatever it is that you are brainstorming about, because if it's new things to do, now is not the time to take action on those new things, but brainstorming things that you could do later is a really great activity for Mercury retrograde, especially when it's things to do with furthering yourself via your intellect, your communication. Now is also a really good time to reconsider any contracts that you're part of. It is not time to sign new ones, but it is a good time to look at ones you're already involved in. So if you have contracts through your lease or through insurance contracts or with child support or custody arrangements, freelance contractors that you're working with or who's working with you, or if you have business contracts like I do through my photography business, now is a good time to make sure that you're happy with the arrangements that you already have. And the fifth item for Mercury retrograde is to revisit old self-help books that you've already read, especially if you're like me and you're a highlighter, and just get some of those little tidbits that you've got in the past that you may have forgotten. Another really great way to do this, if you aren't really a self-help kind of junkie like I am, is to look through your journals and see if there's any advice that you originally had for yourself that you could take use of now. Let's move on to Venus's retrograde. The last Venus retrograde was in the late spring, early summer of 2020, and that was in Gemini. This year, Mercury is going to be retrograding in Capricorn, and it's not going to happen until December 19 of 2021, and it will last until January 29 of 2022. The shadow period for Venus retrograde this year will start in November on the 18th of 2021, and it will last until March 2nd of 2022. So five things that you can do during Venus retrograde is, number one, make that call to an old friend, not an old flame. Venus energy can make you look back with rose-colored glasses on relationships that are past. Now, you may also notice that people from your past are reaching out to you. Be really conscientious of this energy and know that it doesn't last forever. And if you are to get involved with this person again, you will soon see that the same lessons are going to present themselves. So do yourself a favor. Don't contact the old flame. Contact the old friend. Number two, fix any beauty issues. Venus rules beauty, and while you shouldn't get new hairstyles or try new beauty treatments, it's a really great time to kind of touch up old ones or take care of any routine things. Like maybe you have to touch up a tattoo, or maybe even covering tattoo, or fixing hair that you botched, or having routine waxes and things like that done is usually a green light. You can also declutter or reassess your current decor. Now, this is not time to remodel your home or to do any permanent things, but if you want to just reassess what you're currently doing, this is a really great time, especially if you can undo it if you ever change your mind. Decluttering is almost never a bad idea. Lighten the load of your home and just get rid of what you don't use, and especially what you don't love. Venus also rules money, so number four on this list is to check out your finances. Now is a really great time to go through all your subscriptions on your bank account and see what it is that you're paying for, especially things that you don't really use that much. If you aren't using Netflix very much right now, get rid of it. You can always get it again later. And if you have 3 Audible credits, then maybe it's time to suspend it. When you run out of credits, you can always get it again. But figure out, where are you wasting money and where can you save it? or spend it on something that you like more. Venus wants you to be happy and to take your luxury seriously. So if you're wasting money, Venus retrograde is a great time to check into that. Number 5 on this list is my personal favorite. Let's go thrifting. I love thrifting, and Venus will usually bring some really great stuff to you during Venus retrograde. People are going to be getting rid of the stuff that they've already decluttered, and it might just be perfect for you. One man's trash is another man's treasure, and I am not above taking a great deal on something secondhand. The circular economy is a really great place to find really awesome stuff at a cheap price.
The next planet that we're going to talk about is Mars, and we actually had a Mars retrograde all last half of 2020, and so from July until January,
Mars was in the sign of Aries. It wasn't retrograde for the whole time, but, I mean, have Aries Mars for 6 months is a really long time. So we are blessed with no backward Mars energy this year. However, I still want to make sure that you know what you should do during backwards Mars energy. So that way, when it comes around, you'll know what to do.
During Mars retrograde, it's a great time to bury the hatchet. And if you're not ready to bury the hatchet in a face-to-face way, that's okay.
Totally understand. I've buried the hatchet with many people who don't know that I even had a hatchet to bury with them. You might find that your resentments are showing up in your dreams, and if that's the case, especially if you're having conflicts in your dreams, then just bury that hatchet. That no resentment is justified, and if that phrase freaks you out or pisses you off, you should totally check out the podcast that I have listed in the description in the show notes called Everything and Nothing Sucks. And it's all about stoicism. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later.
The second thing that you can do for a Mars retrograde is to start your shadow work.
Saying it out loud doesn't really sound that fun, but I also think that a lot of people are excited to get into their shadow work.
But really, it's awful. It's really awful. And
if you know where your traumas are, dig into them. It's hard. It's like getting a sliver and having to dig it out. It sucks. It hurts a lot, but it really is better when it's done. And I don't want to sound naive and say like, oh, my shadow work is all done, because I'm just starting my Saturn return. But I really did a lot of shadow work over 2019 and 2020, and I'm starting to see the value in that. Mars retrograde is a really great time to do that. Just like burying the hatchet with other people, you should totally bury the hatchet against yourself. The third thing that you should do during a Mars retrograde is to practice mindfulness and slow down. Mars rules accidents as well as things like blood and sharp objects, and if you're not careful, you could get into some accidents. I did notice that in the last half of 2020, I did get hurt a lot more. And they were mostly just small things, you know, extra slivers, cut my finger with a knife or stub my toe or, you know, whatever. And most of it was because I wasn't paying that close of attention. And if I was to slow down and practice more mindfulness, maybe I wouldn't have had quite so many small injuries that were just kind of headaches. The fourth thing that you can do during Mars retrograde is practice compromising. And the best way to do this is with one-on-one relationships. If you have people in your life that you really care about, but you notice that you are kind of always winning, or maybe you're never winning, bring compromising up. Make this an action. Mars loves actions. By bringing it up and having a real conversation about it and saying, let's compromise by fill in the blank. Remember, Mars is a relationship planet, and even though Venus is known for love and harmony, Mars talks about the things that not everybody wants to talk about. It's about aggression and fiery emotions and sex. So compromise with people that you love and see how your relationships grow after that. The fifth and last thing that you can do and should do during a Mars retrograde is to practice patience with yourself and others. Everybody's going through Mars retrograde, and sometimes it makes people more aggressive, and keep that in mind when people are responding to you. It's not as easy as just saying, when Mars is retrograde, you're more passive, or when Mars is retrograde, everybody's more aggressive. It's not that easy. So you need to practice patience with yourself and others. Now that we've kind of talked about the personal planets, that's kind of where the specific actions that you should do kind of end. And now that we're talking about outer planets that spend a lot of time retrograde, we're going to start talking a little bit about more internal work that you can be doing during retrogrades. And a lot of this takes place during journaling for me. But if you actually have any advice to others, you should totally leave them in the comment box. I truly think that if you're not journaling, then you're missing out. And if you are someone who wants to journal but just can never keep up with it, my advice to you is to put less restrictions on it. And also stop using it like a diary if you're doing that. If diarying works for you, that's great. But what I found is that when I try to recount the events in my life or the conversations that I had, I actually would look back on it and say, I don't want to relive this shit. Why am I doing this? And I found that actually reflecting in a journal is much more valuable, and you don't need to reflect every day. So put your journal away when you don't need it and pull it back out when you do, and then you'll have all kinds of cool advice for yourself in the future. In 2021, Jupiter is going to go retrograde on June 2nd, and it will stay that way until October 18th. Now, things that you can do during a Jupiter retrograde are things like, number one, review your philosophical and spiritual beliefs. One of my favorite things that I ever did was to take the quiz by the Belief-O-Matic, and I'm going to be honest, I personally thought they sent way too many emails, so I've unsubscribed from the service, but I actually retake the quiz every few years because it's so enlightening. And so what you'll do is basically answer a bunch of questions about what your beliefs are, and it's really fun to see how your beliefs change over time. The most common thing that I've gotten over the years is a Unitarian Universalist. And the coolest part about that is that I live in an area that has a Unitarian Universalist church. And so you can actually go to a church that is non-denominational and doesn't, you know, make you read scripture or, you know, from the Bible, or doesn't tell you that certain rules are rules, which I love. Revise whatever it is that you have for spiritual beliefs and acknowledge when they don't make sense for you. Number two is dream about traveling to foreign countries and then actually start looking at traveling there. This is not a time for you to actually go as much as it is for you to dream about going. Now, Jupiter spends a good amount of time retrograde. This year it is June, July, August, September, October. This time it's 5 months, and so it's not to say that you can't travel during Jupiter retrograde. It's just that you may want to add a little bit of time on to make sure that you have flexibility. The main thing, though, is that you dream about it and fantasize about it and, you know, take some time to look into it. See, you know, what are the Airbnbs that you can stay in? What hotels are there? What are the cool things that you'll do while you're there? You know, I mean, will it help you to learn certain key phrases for that language? Start learning them. Which brings me to number four. Seriously, start learning another language, especially if you have always wanted to. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, start learning it. Start listening to Spanish music. Start looking into, you know, free classes for learning it on YouTube, or cheaper ones like on Skillshare, or if you know anybody who's bilingual, start having conversations with them. If they speak English and you speak English and they speak Spanish and you want to learn how to speak Spanish, just start doing that. Number four is to complete any higher education that you've already started. Now, Jupiter is regularly retrograde during the fall semester beginning, which is kind of interesting. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't finish. And or maybe that's why it takes so long for their education. If you must start during this, that's fine. Just make sure that you really listen to your inner guidance about it. Now is the time to go back if you've already started. Remember, retrogrades are all about going back and tying up the loose ends. And my fifth advice for when Jupiter is retrograde is to look at where you're overdoing it. Jupiter brings abundance, and sometimes that can lead to excess. Are you overdoing it in some part of your life, right? Like, are you overeating, or are you drinking too much, or do you smoke too much, or are you a workaholic? You know, where is it that you're doing things to the excess? And start a plan to reel those in. That brings us to Saturn, everybody's favorite taskmaster. The Saturn retrograde dates for 2021 is May 23rd to October 11th. Saturn is the planet that governs working and it's almost like creating with discipline. When Saturn goes retrograde, it's a really great time to assess what it is that you are working toward,
and double check your long-term goals. This is a really great time to break them down into action steps, and especially for when Saturn goes direct, to really double down on those action steps. Wherever it is that you are in the path to making that a legitimate piece of your life, start there. Number two for Saturn retrograde is to finish what you started. Go back to that trigger list and see, what is it that has kind of been dragging on that I can just put in a good week or two amount of effort and get it done? Do you have a closet or a basement that is overflowing with crap? Now is a really good time for you to go back and just get that project done. My next advice for you with Saturn retrograde is to embrace the inner introvert. And of course, not all of us really enjoy spending time alone, and some of us, that's all we've been doing. But really get to know yourself and figure out what it is that you like to do. Saturn likes for you to look within and be serious about what it is that you're doing. And if you don't take yourself seriously, then you may not go anywhere. So embrace your inner introvert, embrace journaling, embrace bath time if that's where you do your best thinking, or singing in the shower, or whatever it is that makes you feel like you are happy with you. And even though it doesn't really feel like it, Saturn loves you. Saturn is like the father who only wants the best for you. Like, you're not gonna fuck off and get ahead. And so Saturn wants you to really buckle down. So if you aren't comfortable with you, how are you ever going to do that? Saturn wants you to really figure that out and move forward from a really secure, stable place. And loving and embracing yourself is step one in that process. Number four for Saturn retrograde is to double check your bullshit at the door. What karma do you have that you need to unravel? This could be from past lives, and it could be really deep. Some ways to uncover what that is how do you self-sabotage? And better yet, how do you abuse yourself? If you can answer those questions, then you can figure out what your karma is. Take Saturn retrograde to figure out what bullshit do you keep repeating and how do you abuse yourself? Number five for Saturn retrograde, and the last on the list, is to make sure that you want to keep all the responsibilities that you have. What is it that you wish you didn't have to deal with on a reoccurring basis? Take the steps that are possible to undo the things that you don't really want to do. Like, do you really hate your part-time job? Do you really hate your full-time job? Do you have a reoccurring date with a toxic friend who needs to go? What is it that needs to stop happening on a reoccurring basis for you? Stop those responsibilities. Saturn wants you to stop taking responsibility for those things and start taking responsibilities for things that actually matter to you. That brings us to Uranus. Uranus's retrograde dates this year are from August 20th of 2021 to January 19th of 2022. And things that you can do during the Uranus retrograde period is to journal around number one, which is to ask yourself, how can you be more independent? Do you have codependent tendencies that you think really should go? Do you rely on your partner to do X, Y, and Z? Or a parent? In what ways can you become more independent? Number two is, what humanitarian effort or activist-oriented position can you take in your community? Who can you support for the next, 3 to 6 months? Number three is, what issues do you need creative thinking to solve? Uranus is very oriented towards shocking and out-of-the-box behaviors, and so having a creative brainstorming session to solve some of these problems can be really beneficial with Uranus's backward energy. Number four is, where do you crave freedom? Is it in your career? Is it in your fitness routine? Is it with the relationship that you have? The living situation? Do you want to be nomadic? Where is it that having a more free-oriented lifestyle feels like it would really benefit you? And number five is, what communities are you tired of and where can you find some new ones? Do you have groups on Facebook that you're just really tired of the same old bullshit that comes through them? Or is it your church group? Is it your book club? Where is it that you're just tired of dealing with the same old thing? Where can you find new ones?
Is there any activity that you like to partake in that has a group associated with it?
Maybe one of the groups that you would like to be part of are rock climbing communities or zero waste groups. Maybe your city has a writing group. I don't know. What do you like to do? And do you know anybody else who likes to do that too? Maybe you can start your own. The next planet that we should talk about is Neptune. Neptune is, I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't have a real great grasp on Neptune, what it does for the collective or the individual. And so we're just gonna keep this one kind of short and sweet. But here are some ideas that you can use for taking advantage of Neptune retrograde, which this year happens between June 26th and December 2nd of 2021. Number one is to start a dream journal. Neptune rules dreams, and you will start to realize if you write a dream journal that you will start to be able to analyze your dreams and get a lot more from them. Even if you don't remember your dream, go into your dream journal and say, "I don't remember today's dream, but I will remember tomorrow's." And your brain will start to realize that you want to remember your dreams and you'll start remembering them. If you have the option to not set an alarm, let yourself wake up naturally and you will remember your dreams. I'll also leave below some of my favorite resources for dream analysis, and you will be analyzing them in no time. And number two for Neptune retrograde is actually a little bit more tangible, which is to start a detox from your substances. Now is a really great time to take on a challenge, even if it's only for 30 days, whether that is to stop drinking too much alcohol or to stop smoking so much weed or to stop any other escapist behaviors that you have, which might be ghosting on friends or binge watching TV. Even if you aren't regularly taking part in escapist behaviors like drugs or alcohol, try a dopamine detox. That can be hard, but super valuable. Number three is practice astral projection. And if you've never heard of this before, totally just Google it, do a little bit of reading on blogs, watch a couple of videos. I'll leave a really good one below that has kind of a step-by-step process into how to start astral projection and see where it takes you. You can literally use your mind to travel anywhere, literally anywhere. You can see different people, you can travel. I mean, it's literally traveling in your dreams, but awake. So cool. Number four is to pay attention to your feelings, but don't allow them to overwhelm you. Allow them to go through your body and come out how they need to, whether that's tears, or sometimes for me, that's screaming, literally. And just whatever you do, feel your feelings. But during Neptune retrograde, make a commitment to feel your feelings. Don't push them down, don't let them just simmer. Let them be felt and pushed through your body in a natural way that feels right, whether that's crying or screaming or communicating them out or journaling them or writing a letter and never sending it or just whatever feels good for you. But whatever you do, feel your feelings and don't become closed by them. Number five for Neptune retrograde is to daydream about your perfect life. Then act. Normally, Neptune is very foggy and confusing, but when Neptune is retrograde, this is actually a really good time for you to get clear on what it is that you want and then start to act upon it. Especially because once Neptune goes direct again and it becomes more confusing and diluted, then you'll already know where you're going, you'll already know what the action steps are, and you'll already be a rock in motion. And finally, we've come to Pluto, which is going to go retrograde from April 28th, one day before my birthday, of course, and October 7th. What you can do during Pluto retrograde is, number one, start going to therapy. And to be honest with you, I think therapy is really valuable for anybody. And I don't think that you need to have any kind of real reason to go to therapy for it to be valuable to you. Going to therapy is absolutely on my list of things that I want to do in the next few years. Number two is to see a psychic, astrologer, or a tarot reader. Pluto does rule the occult, and when Pluto is retrograde, it's a great opportunity for you to go and get some real valuable insight from professionals. And of course, for you yourself to take up a new practice, whether that is
numerology, divination of whatever kind, you know, getting pendulum to get some of your questions answered, or picking out your own tarot deck. No, you don't have to be gifted it. And learning new things about your birth chart.
Number three is to decide what part of you needs to die and be transformed.
For me in 2020,
that was my opinion of self. And I really learned by fumbling around in the dark what it is that I love about myself and that I can't rely on other people to show me why I'm lovable. What is that for you? What needs to die for you in order to be transformed in a just an amazing transformative rebirth? That's what Pluto is really about.
And that's why the transformations that are most valuable take the longest.
Number four is to practice non-attachment. And that's what I was talking about earlier when I said that no resentment is justified and that no amount of terrible circumstances in your life can really be looked at as negative. And that might be incendiary language for some people who have what anybody would call real traumas, but I highly recommend that you check out the podcast that's in the description about stoicism, as well as read a little more into the Buddhist concept of non-attachment. And you will start to see that sometimes the things that you think you need the most will be ripped away from you because you will be stronger when you realize that you don't need them.
And number five is to answer the question, what do you pretend that you don't know?
One of the things that I've learned while having Pluto in my first house of self is that being a sexual abuse survivor didn't actually matter. And it did. It does. It still does. And while I don't need to take the phrase sexual abuse survivor as a title, I can acknowledge that it happened and that it does affect me. And while I was pretending that that didn't matter, it was wreaking havoc on my self-worth. And now that I'm aware of it, I can work out what that means for me instead of pretending like it doesn't matter. What do you pretend that you don't know?
Wow. Okay. So that was like 40 different things that you can do with retrograde planets. And here's a reminder, just in case, that might be super helpful. The times that we are retrograde free for 2021 are from January 15 to January 31st and March 13 to April 28th. Now, that does include a brief time where we are in the Mercury shadow in January, and if you would like no Mercury retrograde feeling, then you can just look into March 13 to April 28th. I highly recommend that you use that time very wisely and make sure that you put in some good work towards goals that you are sure about. And in the last half of 2021, take that opportunity to journal around getting really clear about what you're trying to do. You can do whatever the fuck you want, but if you don't know where you're going, you won't do any of it. So use this time to really move forward, and then use the last half of 2021 to really get clear.
Another reminder that I want to just let you know of is that you can purchase electional astrology calendars from reputable astrologers who have them for sale. I will link one in the description below for the winter of 2021 as well as the spring of 2021 from astrologywithheather.com. And I don't actually know her, but I love her content. She's super, super clear, focused astrologer and has one available. So if you are trying to launch anything specifically, you should totally check that out. As well as maybe book an electional astrology reading with your favorite astrologer, because they can take into account your actual chart and pick the best available for you.
Of course, I also have to remind you that if you are looking for an ultra hot gift to give yourself this Valentine's Day or anytime in 2021, you should totally go on to my website, cherrytreeboudoir.com, and get yourself the expose so that you can get $200 in print credits as a gift from me. And if you do decide to have Valentine's Day delivery, you also get a gift with purchase, an 8x10 framed photo of you, and I would love nothing more than to do that for you. So to get more information, just go to cherrytreeboudoir.com/expose, which is spelled just like expose, or go to the contact tab and send me any of your questions directly. But until next time, thank you for listening to the Lattes and Lingerie podcast. My name is Ella Pierce, and I will see you all next time. Do all the things, like, subscribe, send this to a friend, visit my Instagram for daily tarot readings, which have been really fun. And until next time, later, Gator.